As we finish up harvest of many of the nut crops, it's a good time to think about those pre-emergent herbicides you're going to put down for the winter rains. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Kurt Hembree is a former UC weed management specialist, now retired, but he still knows his stuff. Well, Kurt, how should growers be thinking about the upcoming pre-emergent herbicide season?
I think this is the opportunity to really make sure your spray rig in operation is the strongest point. And so making sure it's up to par, there's no leaks, it's been calibrated. And for, heaven's sake, check those spray nozzles. Have your guys check them. Replace the ones that are worn or damaged. They don't do you any good on the spray rig. It's going to help not only for their coverage standpoint, trying to get the herbicide to the ground or to the weeds where they need it, but also to reduce some of the drift potential. So it's really critical. That's something that has to be done right off the bat. I think second would be selecting those appropriate herbicide combinations, which really needs to include at least two different chemistries or modes of action in the tank. And that's going to help, starve off weed resistance. And some of your tougher weeds, you tend to get more weeds with a couple different modes in the tank.
That's Kurt Hembree, longtime weed farm advisor, Fresno County, now retired, but still knows how to control weeds. And of course, pre-emergents need a little rain to get them in the ground and activate them. So be aware of that. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.